My name is Simon Cox. The date is the 6th of September 2009. The time is 9:15 in the evening. I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to start by saying your name, age, and where you've come from today?
My name is Matt Place. I am 28 and I come from Manchester.
Have you lived in Manchester for a long time?
7 years, I think.
Where did you live before?
I originate from Birmingham.
And what took you to Manchester?
I moved there when I graduated to work with a Christian charity.
And what did you graduate in?
Geology.
Where at?
Durham.
And what did this work at the Christian charity involve?
It involved setting up a prayer room, which ended up being more of a community drop-in centre for the local homeless guys.
Yeah. And how are you feeling about going onto the plinth?
I don't really know. A little bit excited, a little bit nervous. A pressure to perform, but I'm not a performer, so I won't be performing. So, and I know I'll be coming up against that pressure from the public, so that'll be interesting. So, steeling myself, I guess.
What do you intend to do then?
Nothing.
Can you explain your reasons behind this?
I live a simple life. I think we bring a lot of pressures on ourselves. I think society brings a lot of pressures on us. I think money brings a lot of pressures on us, and I try to live a simpler life as I can. I'm fortunate enough to be living in the comfort of the Western world, and so maybe that could be seen as a bit luxuriant, but yeah, simplicity is an important value to me.
Could you describe how you try and live a simple life?
How do I try to live a simple life? That is something which I'm continually trying to redefine and explore. And it's not something which I feel happy that I'm really living a simple life, really. I think that's part of the system of the Western world forces us not to. But I try to work as minimum as possible. Not to get caught too much up in the rat race and ambition and in career. Not that, you know, working is an important and valuable part of life. Yeah, I try not to overcomplicate my stuff with overcomplicate my own life with belongings. So I have very little personal belongings, and so you'll quite often see me wearing the same clothes. Don't ask me when I last washed these trousers. I don't literally know. But at the same time, I try not to be a hippie. Come across a lot of hippie people who live simple lives and complicated lives with little possessions, and I don't think they should corner the value.
Could you say what stemmed this aim for a simpler life?
What stemmed it? Probably my faith would probably is key. Some of the philosophical books I've read, maybe Henri Nguyen, for example.
And what faith system do you believe in?
I believe. I try to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And how long have you been following this?
It was how I was brought up. I made a conscious decision, you should say, as a young teenager, to actually make it my belief rather than an inherited belief system, as it were. Yeah.
How did you first hear about the plinth?
The plinth. I'm not sure, probably on the internet. Probably through some some link a friend posted or something. I can't remember.
Are you a follower of Anthony Gormley's work?
I've seen his stuff. Went to university at Durham, so I saw The Angel of the North quite frequently. Been over to Formby and seen the sculptures on the beach there as well. And at the times where I've just come across his stuff, I've tend to have liked it before I actually realised it's by Anthony. First name basis, me and Anthony.
Are you a follower of the art scene in general?
Not really. Got quite a few creative friends, so I'm interested in what they get up to. Whether that's a follower of the art scene, I don't know whether quite fit in. But.
And do you have any expectations about going on the plinth?
Expectations of going on the plinth? Guess what I was saying earlier, the slightly anxious of the public pressure. I like to please people, and for me to do nothing with the pressure of people shouting, "What are you doing? Why are you on the plinth? Do something." That'll be interesting to deal with.
How do you foresee yourself attempting to deal with this situation?
I don't know. maybe I'll just give in. I'm not going to be religious about doing nothing, and who knows, might start some good conversations. But my initial goal is to do as little as possible with little interaction.
Can you describe your feelings about public pressure a bit more?
Don't know if I can. As I said, you know, just like to see people happy, enjoying themselves, and so I guess if people are shouting for something, but then again, I'm not here to be a performing monkey. But then I also don't want to be selfish about my time. I don't want to be proud about my time, and if that means sharing of myself with the public, then we'll see how I go. I do tend to live by the moment, so we'll see how it goes.
And as this project is a portrayal of modern Britain, could you describe what's important in your life?
What is important in my life? Important in my life would be my relationship with my girlfriend. My faith, my friends, my family. Obviously you could break those down a bit, but.
How long have you been going out with your girlfriend for?
Almost 5.5 years.
Where did you meet?
We worked together when I first moved to Manchester.
What are your interests in life?
Interests. I like my bike. I ride my bike. I play Ultimate Frisbee, which has a ridiculous name. I guess people would argue that was a sport. I've always been fairly sporty, playing football, hockey, rugby. Yeah.
You mentioned that you try and work as little as it can do. What are you working for at the moment?
It goes through seasons. Sometimes I work as hard as the next man, and then other times I try not to be a slave to the paycheck. I currently work at a BMX track. I'm assistant manager of a BMX racetrack.
And do you enjoy this work?
Yeah, I really do. It's fairly hard work. It's varied, it's largely outdoors, it's hands-on, a lot of interaction with young people. Yeah, it's a good job.
You mentioned Ultimate Frisbee. Do you mind describing that for us a bit more?
Yeah, it's... yeah, seven aside on a rugby-sized pitch. They throw a disc around, and if you catch it in the end zone, you score a point. And I took it up at university. It seems to be a lot of students and graduates who play the sport. It's big in countries like America, Canada, Australia, Britain, so the Western world, Western white world.